How many children would come and tell you when they lost their virginity?
That's true. Oh my gosh.
Can they hear the fact that I'm blushing?
Touch the Muppet Baby.
May the force be with you.
Because when I die, it's going to piss me off.
Oh, picturing my two-year-old, the freedom to get all red-faced in the middle of the living room and just launch some ass candy into his diaper.
I never want to eat candy again.
In fact, she's like, why are you such an ass?
What happened?
And now look at us. Over? We're doing an iPod in the dining room.
Is this black?
Yes.
Oh,
that was very professional.
Note to self, don't turn Kevin's microphone up until it's time.
You said I forgot and then started turning knobs.
No, I didn't say I forgot. I said, oh, and then I realized, because I realized that we were getting close to the end of the theme song and I needed to look and see what episode number we're at. And this is episode 248 of the Second Funniest Podcast. My name is Justin.
249, wouldn't it be?
Nope. I am your host, and with me, as always, is the one, the only, the early adopter.
I have a question.
TheKevinMiller.com. Yes, your question, sir.
That was a really good intro. Yeah. How is it episode 248 when next week is our 100th episode?
Because we did 51 episodes last year.
Oh.
There are 52 weeks in a year, and we took Christmas off last year.
Got it.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, we started in Christmas of 2008, 9?
Right before. The first episode we ever recorded was on December 11th of 2008. God, that was
seems
the first
like
one
so
that we
long
recorded.
Ago. Didn't we record an episode from the future once? We should go back and listen to that.
That
one.
Was the first episode of this year, wasn't it?
Oh, I think so. We need to go back and listen. I think we made some predictions about who was going to die. Oh, that's dangerous.
Yeah, that just hurt my head. No, what we did was the first episode of this year started with a bit where we were talking
that
about...
That was not
what,
a bit.
What, where we said it was an episode that we recorded the year before.
Right.
And we talked about everything that had happened in that year.
Yeah, now we need to do one where we talk about December of 2011.
Okay.
We'll do that. Next season.
Yeah.
We have so many things ahead of us. We have Christmas coming up.
Oh, boy.
We have my birthday.
Oh, boy.
It's going to be great. What are your holiday plans?
Do you have anything that if a listener wants to get you... For your birthday,
I want you to tell three people about this show.
Oh, I like that.
That's what I want.
That's right. Yeah, I had a
and a microphone. This one sucks.
I've really?
No, just kidding.
Oh, I was gonna say I was gonna buy new microphones, but I didn't.
Who are you texting right now?
I'm not texting anybody right now.
You're typing on your keyboard and
I
text like
I
passion.
Am. That's not texting.
All right.
I heard of a new thing because we talk a lot about...
It's this computer thing.
How dare you?
If I put words in it, other words come out.
How dare you?
It's a magical intranet of information.
This is gonna be the best series finale ever.
That's next week.
Yep.
Or is this like a two-parter?
No, I said series finale. I didn't say season.
Oh, ow,
yeah,
burn.
Yeah.
It's going to be like that, huh?
Yeah.
Why don't you type more words in your word box?
Yeah, get them in while you can. You got 2 hours left.
Yeah!
And some change if I get winded.
Who are you going to replace me with?
Nobody. I'm just going to shut it down.
Oh, well, I don't care.
I'm going to let the Third Funniest Podcast jump up to second. That's what I'm going to do.
Those guys are hacks. How could you let that happen?
What I was going to talk about is while I was in... there was two things I had. I don't know. I change my mind all the time.
Yeah.
But,
have we talked about how many different careers you were going to have?
Yeah. I'm about to change it again.
21 to 23.
Yeah.
Oh, this is a career change choice that you're going to
kind
make?
Of.
No, you found your zen.
I know, but it's hard being gone. I had a conversation with listener Laura Lineback, who's also been a guest on the show. Am I wrong?
Uh-huh. No, okay. You were not wrong.
So we had a conversation and it's funny that she called me at this time because.
Uh-huh.
You don't have to do that. It's radio.
Sorry, I wanted to drink some tea, but I wanted to cover it. So I thought if I said aha a whole bunch, then you wouldn't notice when I was gone.
There isn't a word quota for you. You know that, right? Like you can, either one of us could just.
you knew that one was coming, right?
Nope.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
But we talked. I had like a 8 day or 7 day span, probably closer to six.
Your math is terrible.
Right? 6 day span of Birmingham, which I loved.
Alabama.
Absolutely loved. Yes, yeah. At the Stardome, and then I came home.
Is that a bowling lanes?
How dare you?
It sounds like
people.
A bowling lane.
It is the Stardome Comedy Club, or the Comedy Club at the Stardome, which is a
worse.
Theater.
That used to be a bowling alley.
No. It's a great place. Those people are very nice.
I'm sure they are. But
and they pay me very well, and I'd appreciate it if you'd shut your
mostly
face.
Mostly in bowling shoes. You can get a free lane for an hour anytime.
If you only knew the amount, like the names that come through that place, like Like, yeah. Anyway.
Is that why it's the Stardome? Because they get big top
stars?
Names?
I don't know. Yeah. I don't know why they call it that. I think it might have been the guy who owns it was originally like a bar runner or something.
And they get big names like Will Cosby.
How dare you? How dare you?
Yeah, big name Canadians like Bobcat Goldthwait.
There's got to be at least three people that are cracking themselves up at that. Anyway, my point is, I had a long stint on the road. Then I was home for 2 days, and then I had to leave again for a shorter stint. It was a Thursday through Saturday week, but for whatever reason, I started thinking like, man, I like being home with my family. I like my wife.
Yeah,
you know, I didn't mean to hesitate on that last.
That's
okay. Second one.
I think you wanted to say something about missing me, but felt that she should come first.
Yes. I like, and that's what my next point is that I really like doing this show. Yeah. I also enjoy the Dad podcast, and I started thinking, I'm like, I wonder if there's something I could do in comedy where I could stay home and make some money.
If we had like a studio where we could just dedicate ourselves to the podcast, we could really amp up the professionalism and, you know, sell t-shirts and jeans.
Yeah.
And I think that could really help you stay at home.
I don't know. We've had that web store for 2 years now.
The problem is that we don't have a marketing strategy. Now, here's what I think we need to do.
Okay.
Leaflets.
Lots and lots of leaflets. Like virtual leaflets? You think?
Uh-huh.
And I would like to hire a Nigerian prince to start telling people about the show.
That's a great
instead
idea.
Instead of his investment opportunity.
I've gotten several credit cards from that scam.
Think about it. I mean, would you rather give $10,000 of your hard-earned money to a Nigerian prince where you're never going to see it again, or $2 a month to us?
You know, when I went for my 30th birthday, I asked 360 people to give me a dollar for my 360-month birthday. And I made almost $500 from doing that. And that was just people giving a dollar here, a dollar there. How much would $500 buy us for the podcast?
500 subscribers?
Dollars. Like if everybody gave, if we got 500 people to give $1, what would that buy us? Yeah.
I mean, we don't need to buy anything. I mean, we have all the equipment.
Would it buy us marketing space, more leaflets, more Nigerian princesses?
I see what you're saying. Like if we put that $500 into some.
It was Jefferson who taught us that you use your inventions to sell and then take that money and invest it in more inventions, which you then sell.
Thomas Jefferson?
Yeah, he invented this whole capitalism market that we have where you send money out to build more money and regain it. Yeah, it was his whole concept.
So that's my problem. I'm holding on to my money too much. I should be sending it out to other people.
You should be using the money that you get to invest in your business so that you can make more money.
Oh.
So that you can invest to make more money so you can invest to make more money.
Okay.
That was his whole principle.
I would love to buy a cable like commercial in the middle of some small market in the middle of nowhere.
How about Facebook ads? Let's just start there.
I've tried that.
Yeah.
They're expensive as all get out for no return. I tried it on my CD in 1 month.
Yeah.
It was like, oh, occasionally I pay 10 or 12 bucks and I never really saw a return on that. Mm-hmm. I'm like, you know, let's get my name out there. People are clicking on it. And then 1 month I got hit with $167.
Ooh.
For whatever reason, I became popular to click on that week.
Oh,
and I was like, holy shit balls.
And it's not like you got a whole bunch of money.
Yeah, it's not like all of a sudden CD Baby was like, hey, 8,000 people bought your CD on iTunes.
The other problem is that I think we need to take advantage of the global market. Now, we have a lot of friends here in L.A. Mm-hmm. who have their own comedy and their own shows and their own theaters, and they wanted us to come and see them do their backwards bad show.
Wow.
So why don't we target friends or just other regions of the states, like this Birmingham, Alabama Stardome country? Like, why don't we go and attack them? They clearly need entertainment or more bowling alleys. We could send a lot of marketing dollars towards that place. They like your rednecky comedy. I don't have to be the only one coming up with machine ideas here. Come on.
My rednecky comedy?
You know, if
you think my comedy is rednecky?
You're just putting the brakes on the idea machine right now.
I am.
That's what I'm saying.
I am, because what we're doing.
I'm dream machining, and you're just flushing it down the toilet like a bad fish from Petco.
Yes, that's. We did not flush those fish.
What did you do with them?
Threw them away.
That's even better?
Yes, they're.
There was a question mark at the end of that sentence.
Yes. They're organic. The organic aspect of them contributes to bringing in microorganisms to break down landfills.
Have you been taking that vocabulary builder test? Because it's really paying
off. Word a day calendar.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's good.
It's helping.
All right, so let's sidebar.
The Pahonics is working for me.
A, B, C, D, E, F, G. What? If you call 1-800-ABCDEFG, does it still reach them?
I don't know.
That's the hook on phonics.
I was doing Brian Regan's bit of hooking up Pahonics and working for me.
Well, hooked on phonics, their theme song was 1-800-ABCDEFG. That's 1-800-ABCDEFG.
I don't know if you have a lot of space in there or if you fill it with wasted stuff.
That's important. Now, how cool was it that I was able to reference that?
It is very cool.
See?
I'm saying
we all have skills.
Exactly.
Mine is ideas and recalling old ideas. Yours is shooting them down and leading us to the gates of hell.
And rednecky humor.
Rednecky humor.
Yeah.
Which is good. Yeah.
You'd be like,
you ever mowed your granddad's backyard using a weed whacker? Because I did. One time my granddad built us some shoes out of a pig and some pig flap. That's your kind of, man, I should play with you. This is some good stuff.
Somebody's been reading my Facebook updates.
Yeah, it's been pretty funny. I just steal your material for the second funniest podcast. All right, we can back burner the idea machine.
The marketing meeting on the show.
The dream, what's it called? The dream brainstorming. No bad ideas. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And you can talk more about what you want to do for a living.
Well, I was just saying that it would be nice if I could stay home more often and then make the podcast my, my creative outlet.
So do you have a solution for that?
I have a plan to keep my plan was to here's the thing. I talked it over with my wife and it wasn't like, you know what? Forget this. Let's just quit.
Yeah.
It was more of the thing where she's like, well, you have these moments. You know what I mean? And I'm like, well, the weird thing is that this one wasn't brought on by a bad show.
Yeah.
This one was just brought on by being homesick and that like as much as I like doing the shows when I'm there, I'm getting this aspect where I don't want to leave because I'm gone so much.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it's like, even though I'm home I got home Sunday evening or afternoon, I guess, because I got an early flight. I'm going to be home Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. But then Friday, I leave again for Saturday, Sunday, come home Monday.
Yeah.
And then we're going to leave again for the holidays. And in the month of December, I left on Tuesday, November 30th, came back on Monday, December 6th.
Wow.
And then left again on December 8th.
Mm-hmm. Do you still have a wife, or how does that work?
I hope so.
Yeah.
As far as I know, she's still here. No, I left on December 9th. I'm sorry. Thursday. And then came back on the, 9, 10, 11, 12th. And then I leave again on the 18th. So
what's that percentage of the month that you're gone?
Too much. Percentage. Point too much.
So hard.
Anyway, that's what kind of got me thinking. So I was like, well, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to continue to put out the best product possible, although the past 12 minutes maybe isn't.
I don't know. I found this to be very entertaining.
Good. So I'm going to keep doing. That's not helping.
entertaining.
We're not that morning show yet.
Really? We're not?
I don't think so. So I'll just keep doing this, and because it's growing, it's getting better, and if it ever works out to where I'm like, you know what, I am miserable on the road for longer than just this month or whatever, where maybe I go into next year, and I'm like, you know what, I don't like it as much as I used to. I still know that I like being funny. I know that I need to be able to do that.
Yeah,
it's a lot easier when there isn't a crowd in front of you to tell you whether or not you're funny. You think you're funny all the time. People listening to the show know that to be true. But anyway, while in Birmingham, Alabama, I came upon a new thing through, and maybe you already know about this.
I do.
But there's a guy that I met at GameStop who he and I, for whatever reason, I picked up Gods of War 3, which I started playing, and I'm a big fan of the God of War series. We talked about that on the show.
It's pretty good, yeah.
And anyway, he told me about how excited he was that Uncharted 3 is slated to come out next year.
Yeah.
And they've already got like videos and stuff. You knew about this?
No.
Okay.
But so I know that word.
I said, how did you know about this? And he goes, Destructoid.com. Have you ever heard of this website?
No.
It is an underground video game fan website.
Nice.
So it's like big time. Like, no, not a ton of people know about it. Although now, because of this show, everyone will. And they're going to go mainstream.
At
and we're going to ruin it.
300 people.
Like grunge music. So, it's...
And underground music.
It's exactly how it sounds. Just go to Destructoid.com, but there's screenshots of the new one, and it's nice. Evidently called Drake's Redemption, which I am very... I think that's what I just saw.
So are we talking about video games, or is it still about how you're going to satisfy your desire?
I'm sorry, Drake's Deception. Deception.
Thanks. To be with your family and make it a career. Because I can talk about either, talk about your career, talk about...
But we have
games.
To choose one.
Well, which topic are we on? Because I feel like lately, when I listen back to the podcast, there'll be times where I think we've moved on.
Hold on.
No, no, no. Well, I think there are times when I think we've moved on, and it turns out you're still talking about the thing three times ago, and you're waiting for it to come back so you can talk about
You've gone back and listened to the podcast, or this is what people told you?
I've listened to the past three podcasts. After
and you think I've moved on to a topic,
yep, mm-hmm.
and I haven't.
And you haven't.
No.
I cite last week where we spent the entire episode discussing... Wonder Years boys movie, The Wiz,
The Wizard,
and you spent every time I thought we were done talking about The Wizard. Really, you were just letting us breathe in the moment in the scene for you to
because
come back.
I knew that if I had stuff to say about The Wizard,
I know
I didn't necessarily think that what you were saying was uninteresting. So I'm like, yeah, we'll talk about that. Uh-huh. If I hit my mind doesn't, I don't have a plan. But my mind works. Don't look at me like that.
I'm just agreeing. Why can't I just agree with you?
You can. I just think it's funny. I have to disagree, otherwise it's not funny. If I
don't ruin the jokes.
If everything.
Don't show them the.
I don't
have
a plan. I don't have a plan. I don't have a plan. Listen, Rod Hassler explained my system. I find whatever the prevailing thought is, and I go the opposite.
Isn't it amazing? Rod Hassler was a groomsman in my wedding, along with Justin, and who was the best man.
Yeah.
And he reminded everybody continuously that he was the best man.
Uh-huh.
And Rod Hassler, in about 3 minutes of meeting you, kind of summed you up in that sentence.
Yeah.
And it was pretty impressive. And then we had to convince him that he was the most negative person in the room.
So that I could like him then. That was how.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I did.
Wow, it's like a good sister, like a good role-playing game. It's as if you all were characters in a post-apocalyptic reality TV show. So what's your point?
Post-apocalyptic reality show. That would not exist.
It did exist. We watched it.
No.
Biohazard or whatever it was on the Learning Channel where they
Oh, that one. Okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No, that's what you're... Oh, now it's going to bug me. What was the name of that show?
Freedom.
Oh, we got to look that up now. Mm. Let's talk about video
Survivor.
Games.
Survivor. No, the Surrender.
Son of a bitch.
The New Orleans was hit by a hurricane. Please watch this show.
Discovery. It was on Discovery Channel. I remember that. You know what's the worst part? Here, I'm going to do this. I'm going to hit pause.
The Colony.
Ah, you remembered it. The
like
Colony.
Like a steel trap, this brain.
So what I thought we were talking about was a post-apocalyptic world where the reality TV show that they would watch in a post-apocalyptic world.
Oh, that's
world.
Even better. But it was also a reference to an episode we did about 4 weeks ago where I said I cast everybody to be in a post-apocalyptic world in my life. Remember, you are... the survivor.
Yep.
Natalie's the negotiator. My wife is the caretaker. I was the comedy relief. I don't think I cast myself in my own fantasy.
No, you just built a team for a role-playing game.
I'm sort of a morale booster, I'd like to say. Like, I'm a good organizer, although Natalie's pretty good at that, too. But she'd be too busy making
say,
us all
for,
brownies.
You're a good organizer for, because to also reference to shows earlier, you don't like to plan or make lists. So how does that make you?
No, that's a misrepresentation. I do like to plan and make lists, but I'm just organized differently than you are with them.
Okay.
Where I like to see that there is a goal and a deadline. I don't just take life willy-nilly, free. Woo, where are we going to land today? I don't have a plan. Like you said earlier.
Yeah.
I have a goal. I'm just more flexible with how we
the
get
goal.
There. Yeah.
Oh, okay. With how you get there. Not when.
No, not when. If there's a deadline, I'm like, we got to get there. Yeah. You know, if when we were doing church services, we show up on the first day of being in this new building. Our then lead pastor's like, after we planned it for 2 weeks of being in this new building, we walk in the morning of. He's like, oh, it's real quiet out here. Can we get some music out here? Is that possible? I'm like... No.
Remember we talked about this over the past like, 2 weeks?
That was not an idea. You'd expect me to, because we have 40 other things we plan to do right now. Unless you want me to spend my time finding you some boom boxes. Probably just going to have to be quiet out here for a little bit.
it's so funny how... I don't, anyway, that's not interesting. I'm sorry.
I find it. Anything you say is very interesting.
Well, thank you. That could be our downfall.
That's true. Like that time you just talked about what was in your belly button for a week.
We
or the
release,
wizard.
We didn't release that.
Oh, good for you.
I do that for Kat. Now she thinks it's the funniest thing in the world.
Isn't this that's the best soundbite ever.
It's very
oh,
good. Yeah.
Good for you.
That makes me so happy every time I heard. You know what else? Oh, I don't know if I have it because I haven't synced my phone, but maybe I could play a sample of it. I've heard this song in a bar in Milwaukee. And I am head over heels in love with this song. And I don't know if everybody's heard it or what the story is behind it. But I'm like, I like that. I'm talking through so I can, you know.
Yeah. Is it the one about listen to your radio?
No.
If you want to turn me on, you get the stereo. If you want to do some things with me, because I'm broken up with you.
Right here.
Ooh.
Got some news for you. Yeah. Go to my tail, your little boyfriend.
This is a country song?
You missed it.
Ain't that some shit?
That's a little fuck you, the deluxe single.
I've heard that song on the radio. They must have different lyrics.
They forget you is what they play on the radio. But the real version is fuck you. And it just makes me so happy because it's such an upbeat, happy song.
Yeah.
With such an angry message. And then the choir and the ain't that some shit? They even drop an N-bomb in there at one point, which I thought was hilarious.
Supposedly the song, Freak Out, was originally intended for the landlord that had screwed them over of the band. And so they started riffing and they played a song really loud. They went, oh, fuck you. Da, da. And they're like, this is pretty good. I think we should beef this up a little. And that's how we got Freak Out. That's the urban legend I've heard.
That's awesome.
Oh, fuck you. fuck you.
Oh,
I mean,
man.
Freak Out.
Freak Out. So yeah, I heard that in a bar, and I thought it was great, and I've been listening.
You could
to
hear
it.
The lyrics in a bar, like you were. How much did you been drinking?
Well, it's the same thing that happened to you was that you listened to the song, the tone of the song. You know, you're in, you're hooked, and then when you start realizing what she's saying,
right,
it's
right,
like,
right.
Oh, it's great, I love it. I don't know why, but it inspired me that I had this moment,
like the Good Die Young, that song though, it's really about trying to deflower a Catholic schoolgirl.
No, it's about this guy who I guess isn't into her because she doesn't have enough money,
right?
And so he found this other girlfriend, and now she's saying, well, fuck you, because he saw her with the other girl.
Right.
She's like, fuck you. Yeah. It's like, at one point, she's
so that's what I mean, like, it's a song, because Only the Good Die Young sounds like a really upbeat,
oh, I see what you're saying,
positive story.
Yes.
And then you listen to it, like, what did he just say about Catholic schoolgirls?
Yes. Although this one is more blatant in the chorus.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Where it's like, the other one is like, only the good die young. It's like, come on, go on, be crazy.
Living life. Yeah.
Which,
wait,
right. don't take the virginity of a Catholic schoolgirl.
Right.
Don't do that.
Seriously.
Especially if you're above 18 years old.
Yeah.
All right, Billy?
Back it off.
What's his name? I was trying to think of
Billy Joel. Is
no, I know Billy Joel.
We've lost all of our listeners in the Ustream.
All of the one?
Two. We had two.
Yeah.
It's always so funny to me. I look over and they're gone. It's like that we had somebody sitting at the table and you look back and they've left. And you're like, oh. I don't know what I
Maybe
said.
Maybe we shouldn't keep doing the Ustream.
I don't think we will in the next season.
No?
I think we should do something different.
All right. What
video
do you
Ustream.
Do? Video Ooh. Ustream?
Yeah. Part
of do you
this
think people want to watch us do this if they don't want to hear it? That's the way it's intended to be, like, partaken, is to listen.
Half of the show, it was just my face. I'd angled the camera in a way so they could see me, and they stayed on, and then I got self-conscious, and I put up just the screen, and then they went away. So I wonder if they wanted a little bit
of
it.
You know what we should do?
What's that?
We should do broadcast a video signal of chat roulette.
Oh, can you do that? That's an interesting
That
idea.
Way they can just watch whatever we want to watch on chat roulette.
Can we turn off our end of chat roulette? Because I really don't want to see any guys masturbating.
No, you could let them see it, and we just don't look at your computer.
Okay, that's fair.
Yeah.
That'll be good.
But the guys masturbating won't be able to see the people that are seeing that.
Do they have their volume up when they do that?
I hope so.
Because otherwise, the way it'll work out is that we'll just end up, because if they're not paying attention and we're not paying attention, there's just two screens. We're not at all connecting for very obvious reasons.
No audio or whatever. It'd be fun to do like an interview with a random stranger on chat roulette.
Yeah. We have a different idea of what's fun.
You're the first person we've seen without their cock in their hand. What are you doing tonight on chat roulette? Are you hoping to see other people with their chunk in their hand? What's your plan?
I'll do one episode, but I don't want to make that the theme of the show.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Because it's going to be the same conversation every time. Yeah, I was hoping to see some guys' penises tonight.
I like that show number 99 is about the show. Like, it's about, what are we going to do with the show?
Like, episodes 3 through 68 were about this show. So, normally we talk a lot about the show while on the show.
All right.
Because it's really the only time we talk about the show. So, we get a lot of our business out. Like, what our marketing plans
are. Well, then maybe that's the first thing we should do next year is start talking about the show before the show and then do the show during the show.
That sounds also very professional in way to, we can build segments.
So in a way, because we're only about halfway through this show.
Oh my God, we have so much to do tonight.
So let's do 5 minutes. Let's spend 5 minutes to think about what it is that we want to do for this show.
Okay, right.
Maybe we'll have like a mini production meeting.
During this show?
During this show.
Okay.
And then we'll do that show.
But... Oh, in the rest of this show?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
Because we have a lot going on for the 100 show, which is next.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, we got a singer, songwriter.
I'm going to need more.
A mariachi band.
We're going to need a bigger boat.
I don't get that reference. All right. I called the meeting to order.
You don't remember Jaws?
I called the meeting to order.
But you remember the Hooked on Phonics phone number.
Never saw it. I've only seen the Universal City ride at Universal City.
Never saw the movie Jaws?
Nope.
Yeah, oh, that's right. You don't like scary. So you don't like Walking Dead either.
I never saw it.
Oh, it's so good.
But I did want to see Zombieland. That looked pretty good.
It's so good. I was so angry. Zombieland is great.
Yeah, I heard.
I was so angry about the season finale, though, of Walking Dead because it's only
six. Wait, is that wacky one with What's Her Bucket from X-Men? No, that was something else. Twice bitten, once removed.
What?
What? What the girl plays Rogue on the X-Men
True Blood,
movie.
You're True Blood, that's which it. Is also great.
I watched one episode zombies. With you. That was not great.
It is.
There are many things that are great. America is great. A couple other things. That movie is not. That show is far from great. Not only is the production value very poor, but the acting is substandard and the storylines are just ridiculous.
Wow.
How do you watch that show?
You could tell my wife is not paying attention to a thing we're saying right now because she would be she would be jumping up your ass so far.
It's
right
okay.
Now.
We
He's
all
talking about how bad True Blood is.
It's a terrible show.
He says that it's horribly acted. The characters are not interesting. Isn't that what your words were?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's pretty close.
And that the production value is horrible. She'd rather smell my son's head.
I would than watch that show.
How dare you?
I'd smell your
it's
son's
a good
head
smelling
for two
head,
hours.
Though.
It is a great smelling head.
It's a good smelling
He's very
head.
Clean smelling. We were Jacob sitting for you on Saturday night while you were out living your
let's
dream.
Let's talk about that. You want to make that
we,
the show?
We
still
have a meeting still. We have several things to discuss.
We have 3 minutes left in this meeting.
We have to discuss this show that we're doing. We have to find out what you want to do with your life. And we have to discuss video games.
Mm-hmm.
I have a video game I want to throw out.
Okay, so you want to? Is that what you want to talk about?
Yeah,
for
I'll
this
just tell
show?
You this, right?
We'll talk about what I want to do with my life.
Okay,
and then well, let's do video games first, and if we have time, we'll talk about what I want to do with my life.
Okay,
for this show.
So let's talk long term about this show, like next season, season 3.
Okay,
episode 301. I think we should do some deliberate segments, maybe some skits, maybe some video game reviews.
Okay,
maybe interviews with celebrities, but all in chunks, so it's like bite-sized pieces.
Okay,
and I think we should have theme songs before each segment as well.
All right,
it's great.
Who's gonna make all that?
Well, what elements we can parse it out? Who's on the team?
Huh?
We got you. We got me.
Okay.
Who else we got?
That's the team.
Okay. I'll take half the things. You take half the things.
All right. I'm in.
All right. Which half are you doing?
I don't know. This is your idea. I'm letting you roll with it. I'm trying to avoid shooting down ideas.
I love it.
I know it's my thing, so I'm reprogramming.
All right. I want you, Justin, right? I want you to... there's so many people.
Maybe we should do like a team building workshop so we could better get to know each other.
Let's start with that right now.
Let's go around the room and everybody say their name.
Okay. I'm Kevin.
All right. Why are you here, Kevin?
Because I wanted to do a podcast.
All right.
That'd be fun.
Okay. That's great.
What's your name?
What do you hope to... Hold on. We're not done with you.
Oh, sorry.
I mean...
I'm also leading a team building workshop
in this room with this team.
So I'll
do mine.
Yeah, yeah, you go.
What do you hope to get out of this team building workshop?
Well, I'm hoping to connect with some of my fellow podcasters, maybe work on our communication, and maybe be the first funniest person.
What kind
in the
of
room.
Communication do you do with your podcast partners?
Mainly talk because it's an audio podcast.
I understand that part. I'm saying, say. If you have a project or something, if you're working in a more corporate environment, I don't know how corporate podcasting is or not. But
I don't think that's a thing.
Okay.
Okay.
Podcasting or corporate podcasting?
Yes. Huh? The second thing.
I understand why you want to work on this communication thing, because I gave you an option and you and you said yes.
C. Option C. Oh, not the Mexican
it.
C.
Got it.
Devil's tongue.
I'm the racist on this show.
What does that have to do with anything?
You just said that the devil's tongue was Mexican speak.
No, I didn't.
Oh, okay.
Who is this?
I don't know.
Option C.
Well, let's go back to your workshop.
Okay. All right. Welcome. Let's go around the room real quick. Say your name, your first name, and then I want you to give me an alliteration for your name that's a characteristic, and then act that out with a body part motion. So for me, my name is Kevin. I'm going to say, I'm Kleptomaniac Kevin. Then we're all going to say yes.
Okay.
And repeat, Kleptomaniac Kevin, with the arm gestures.
I have
ready?
A question. Can I ask question?
Questions after this moment. Here we go. Ready, Ed? I'm Kleptomaniac Kevin. Everybody?
Yes!
Kleptomaniac Kevin. Good, you go.
Now it's time for
no,
question?
No, you do the thing that I just told
but
you
but
to
I,
do.
But my question...
Oh, you're kind of failing at this team building. Right now, we're not much of a team because you're not listening to the things that I've instructed you to do. So, what's your name?
My question
we'll work on it together. What's your name?
My question, though.
That's not a name. We're going to make up a name for you. You look
you
like a Phyllis. Fred. Fred. No, we know a Fred. David. You look like a David.
I've known you, and I've never seen you make that grit teeth face, and it's my new favorite thing in the world.
Dynamite Dave! That's going to be you.
It's my name.
Oh, well, maybe if you had said your name, you could have chosen it, but the team has moved on.
I was trying to ask a question to clarify I had to...
You know, we need to... Less questions. It's bad to ask questions.
Really?
Yeah, you always want to... Yeah, just you want to say statements. Because they're better. All right, next exercise. There's a tiger, a Martian, and a salesman.
In team building, is there this kind of like bulldozing?
Are you
is
running this exercise or am I? That's what I want to know.
You're
right
running
now.
It. I'm trying to fit into it.
Okay, well then fit in.
I
tiger,
be the,
Martian, salesman. Tiger says, roar. Martian says, beady, 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 beady. Salesman says, hi, how you doing? So let's get back to back to back. There's only two of us, so give me your back, put it here.
Okay.
And we're going to turn around and do one of those three things on the count of three. One, two, three. Hi, how you doing?
Now, when you say kleptomaniac.
That's not one of the things. You can either be a tiger, a Martian, or a salesman.
But I'm still on the other thing earlier.
All right, you know what? Let's all take five. Everybody, let's take five so I can have a little conversation with Justin, Dave here. All right. You're really embarrassing me in front of everybody else in this class. I'd really appreciate it if you could just get on the same page. So I want to give you an opportunity to speak your mind.
Uh-huh.
What's your issue?
Would you define yourself as a kleptomaniac?
What does that? No, it's just a... It's just a funny characteristic.
Yeah, but you said a characteristic, and I needed to know if it was a characteristic that was related to me or just a characteristic in general.
All right, I hear where you're going. You're a literal-minded person.
Uh-huh.
The answer to your question is no. I am not a kleptomaniac.
Okay, so then
Can we do the exercise now?
So I don't need to come up with a characteristic.
No.
I just need to have a word that sounds like my name.
So yes, exactly.
Got it.
So
okay.
Now can we do the exercise?
Yeah.
Too bad that was two exercises ago. We've moved on. In fact, it's break time now.
Hi, how you doing?
Oh, God, can we just do the break?
I did them all.
That's great. It.
Can we go back to the name?
Yeah, let's go back. Okay. And I think it's your turn to lead the exercise.
I'm gonna lead it with my geriatric Justin.
That doesn't even start with a J.
But it starts with a J sound.
But you have to use a J word. It was in the instructions.
That wasn't in the instructions.
Ready? Okay, we're going to say beep, and we're going to pass it around. We're going to wait for it to go faster and faster and faster. Ready? Beep.
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 Beep. Beep.
Beep.
Beep. Beep. Beep. Beep. Beep. Beep. Beep. Beep. Beep. Beep. Beep. Beep. Beep. All right. See you guys next week. Good. I think that's a good example
good
of
class.
A skit.
Good class.
See, we got that in the. So let's do that.
We got that recorded. We'll just re-cue it up.
I think we want to keep it fresh. Let's do it again. By the way, four people have entered the room and left. They do not find our antics as amusing as we do.
Oh, boy. All right. So now I feel like we've got a good team thing going.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
What was the next agenda on our production?
Watching your son take headers off your couch and into pillows as if they're a pool. Good thing your wife's pregnant because you might need a new one pretty soon here.
Yeah. He definitely doesn't carry himself in a manner to where he wants to continue living.
Well, you taught him how to stick things in the light socket.
I did not teach him how to stick things in the light socket.
Yeah.
I taught him how to stick a Fluke pen in the light socket.
Which is a thing.
And his mom taught him how to put a plug into... Well, no. Things implies just things in general. Like, I just...
Wait. You got him putting plugs in the light socket?
Yeah.
He can electrocute himself that way.
No. He plugs in the Christmas
lights.
Got to
be careful. Because he knows we're talking about him. Because when I was a kid, I was holding a plug wrong and plugged it in and got shocked by the thing.
How many times did you do it after that? Yeah.
You guys are the worst parents in the room.
How dare you?
I said the room.
You know, you've seen our child. He's great.
I don't know. He keeps landing on his head.
Okay, though. Right? He comes up and nothing is damaged.
Yeah, yeah. I hope your next kid's smarter. All right. You going to bury this one in the back yard? Do you like your brothers and sisters? All right. So that's good to know. We got a team now. What was next?
We had to decide about what we were going to do on this show, but I think we're late. We should have already been into this show.
I think we're kind of doing it. That was sort of a silly question, really.
Maybe we need more team building because that felt hurtful.
Ready? Here we go back. These are trust falls.
Okay.
So I'm gonna catch you on the count of three. You're just going to close your eyes, cross your arms. You're going to fall back into my arm.
Got it.
Ready? Okay, here we go. Okay, but wait, I'm nowhere near you.
What?
I'm on the other side of the table with a microphone in my face.
I almost fell back in my chair.
I saw that had been dangerous, and I would expected no responsibility.
Really?
Yes.
That's not trustworthy.
You should have given me a chance. It's called communication.
We have had moments in our history where you have jumped into me and said, trust, and I've caught you.
I remember that.
How is it that...
Oh, yeah, we used to do spontaneous trust falls on people. I'm trusting you!
They weren't falls either. You would leap at me.
Oh,
and
yeah,
say,
jump,
trust.
Jump means catch.
That's
we
what
were
it
doing
was,
that.
Yeah.
We did jump means catch for a long time. Yeah, and that's where you'd just run up to somebody in the back and go, jump in, catch, and then you'd leap on their back like a piggyback. The difference was that we were in our 20s and a lot stronger and younger.
Do you think there's that much?
Absolutely.
I know there's a difference in my looks. I know that.
Yeah, well, you got older when you were in high school. Like every year, I'd look at a picture from the previous year and be like, wow, he's aged.
I go decade per year in high school.
Exactly.
Am I slowing down now or how old do I look now?
You're pretty consistent the past couple of years. You've been pretty consistent.
Yeah,
the glasses help. They've sustained your look. But you now there's a picture from when you guys moved out of your old place. You were much skinnier. You had lost a whole bunch of weight and you'd put it back on a little.
Moved
exactly.
Hortense since I've come here?
Yeah.
Well, it was, I mean, come on. I had to do a lot of, what do they call it? Shame eating? Not shame eating.
I don't know. Binging?
Eating my feelings.
Oh, why did you have to eat your feelings?
Well, I was stressed out. I was, this job was hard. Now I'm okay.
Oh, okay.
I'm losing it back. But I'm nowhere near where I was.
Okay. You know what about
Are we doing
your
the
life
show right now?
Yeah, no. Oh,
we're
never
a team
are.
Exercise.
You just the microphones go away and we're ourselves.
Oh.
See that?
All right. What were you gonna say?
I don't remember, baby.
Oh crap.
Do you just want to watch TV some more?
No.
Hit pause. No, don't do it. video games.
Video games.
It was one of the things I wanted to talk
what
about.
What are you playing right now?
Well, I'm still playing I went back to Infamous and I'm playing the evil side of Infamous.
Why?
To finish because I never finished it. I wanted to see how the story
I thought
ends.
You finished it.
No.
You want me to just tell you?
No, that's the. Why else would I play it?
We could look on YouTube and watch the ending cutscene.
No, it's great. In fact, I'm pretty much sure it's the same cutscenes, just with different voices on top of them, because that's how branching storylines work. I would love to have conversations about multiple ending storylines in video games.
Okay.
I'll take research on that. Anybody want to call in with examples of multiple endings? Like, choose your own adventure style?
I don't like them.
Why not?
Because I want to know that I've completed something and checked it off and moved on. Mm-hmm. So I feel like I have to fight this compulsion that I have when I play a video game that I'm like, oh, there's an alternate ending somewhere.
Like Infamous.
I need to go experience it.
But see, this is my point. In most video games that I know of, I can't think of an example that doesn't do this. When they say, you know, multiple storylines or choose your own path, really they mean choose a variation of the story that we've got laid out for you. Infamous is a great example. Don't get me wrong, it's a fantastic game, but the story is the same. The beats are exactly the same. All you're choosing to do is affect how people...
But don't you think that they're limited by resources and by the and like time and energy? Because why would you put effort into making essentially two games in one?
See, and that's what I'm proposing.
When that's only going to make you $60.
Ah, but see, but that would be a true even choose your own adventure stories have like bring back points. You come down a fork in the road. Do you turn left or do you turn right? You turn left, and then you do a bunch of stuff, and eventually you end up turning right or you die, and you go down the right path and see what's happening down there. There's no stories that I know of have true branching stories where every time you make a decision, it determines the... Like a like a tournament scale in reverse where you end with one of the 32 teams.
The ones that are really good at it almost seem to trick you into thinking that that's what's happening.
Exactly. But if you do play
it again. Mass Effect, I think, is pretty good at that, where it's like they give you four different options of things to say in response to everything. And then you think by choosing a different one each time that you're actually creating something.
And you're not. And that is StarCraft II does this. And the best way I've seen is where they give you five options. They give you five things and you get to choose three of them. And then the order in which you choose to do them will affect how well you do. And at the end, you may not get to do two out of the five.
Yeah.
And then you replay it again to see what those are. That's the best variation I've seen somebody do. But no one is, and I would love to be corrected, I've seen no game or story of any sort that has done a true branching.
See, I think where this all comes down to, though, and this is, I'm picking this up having just finished God of War 2, and I bought the collection, which has, did you get a chance to watch that or by any
No, way? I forgot it was on there, and I stopped playing it.
I had to mail the one I was going to let you watch.
I could probably just watch it on YouTube.
Somebody bought it on eBay. Well, you might be able to find it, but it's the making of God of War. And one of the first things, it had these like deleted, it also had deleted levels where you would click on it and it would show a video of somebody playing this level. And then the director talked about why they had to cut that level out.
Fascinating.
And this is from God of War 1 that they were showing this. And I looked at...
Oh, yeah, I tried. It was God of War 1 or 2. The first level I went in and there was a guy kneeling on the ground and I couldn't get him to do anything and nothing was happening. I gave up after 5 minutes of trying to get him to do something. What was I missing? You know what I'm talking about?
I think you were supposed to kill him, maybe?
I couldn't kill him. He was invincible.
Maybe you're supposed to just move on then.
There was nowhere to go.
There's always really, somewhere to go.
That's what I thought.
I played that game, but I can't remember that part.
All right, sorry, go ahead.
But in God of War 1, they had, as an extra, like once you finished the game, it was an unlockable, you could watch these deleted levels. And one of the things they had was the Wings of Icarus. Now, the Wings of Icarus, for all God of War fans, came out in God of War 2. That actually happened. And the director actually said, he goes, when we were developing, he goes, by the time you get into level design, programming, sound design, voices, and character design, that there are just things that it takes time to create that you just don't have time because everything is build man hours, right? So you have this team that's spending so many hours and they have a system that works out where they can create a certain level of game that it's going to be able to sell for $60 a pop. So what I'm saying is that they can't really do your idea because you're asking them to make two individual games or more
several,
and put them into the same box that they're only going to be able to make one. Now, what you could do.
Yep. Here it comes.
Is you could create a video game that has compelling enough characters where it's like that's who we care about. It's built around, it has to be built around those relationships. I think something that did that really well was Heavy Rain. Was really good at that. And then you can have downloadable content
that
it could be sold afterwards.
Right. Why not like an MMORPG where you come to points and decision and you decide whether or not you want to go, you want to be on the pirate side or you want to be on the cowboy side. And the decision that you make then charges your account. And then you unlock all those adventures with the cowboys. And then eventually you're like, you know what? I think I'm going to go over to the Indian side or the pirates. And then you purchase that, those storylines. As if you were renting episodes of a TV show, or downloading content from a movie.
Yeah, that way that's
my pitch.
Financially, I think it would work. Yeah,
let's make it happen.
Okay,
great. What was the next topic on our conversation? Oh, the game. So I learned about Dark Spore. You remember how much? Well, I'm a big fan of Spore, or at least I was about a year ago. My brother and I used to play it. It's Sims meets every other game. It was a game where you started as a little single cell organism. Yeah. And then you evolved your creature into an animal that lived on land, and then you evolved him into a chieftain that.
How do you evolve the creature, though?
By winning the different mini games. Each stage is a game. So after eating enough other cells, you then gain enough body parts to crawl up on land. After eating or befriending enough other creatures, you earn enough intelligence to become a chieftain. After conquering other chiefs, you become smart enough to build a city. After conquering other cities or befriending them, you build a spaceship and go out into outer space. But now they're taking that, and what was so fascinating about it is that you got to design the creature completely, that you'd put parts, you could put it anywhere on its body, put an eyeball on its backside, and how it was built was how it would behave in the real world. It was all online, still exists. Whatever you put out there, somebody else could download. And then they built an expansion called Galaxy where you could build whole levels for people to do. And so you essentially were a video game creator. So they've used this engine, and now they're making Dark Spore, which is Diablo with the Spore engine. So it's a top-down action RPG, and you move your little team around in a squad and defeat other aliens.
That are all created by this other user created.
That's what I see, yeah. Yeah. Then that comes out in February, which makes me think, because it hasn't had a lot of hype, it's not going to be very good.
Really?
That's my fear. Well, the Spore didn't get a huge reaction. It's got a very strong online following community, but nothing
it
near
it. It seems
like...
to be for a specific subset of gamers. Like, yes. A game like a God of War,
yes,
can be appealing to someone like, say, me, who likes action-adventure games
for
and
example.
Sports.
Yeah. You would be an example.
Okay.
That's what I was just helping you.
Oh.
You were saying, let's say, you know, in a gamer, like, say you.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I was saying.
Okay.
Like, if there was an example to be had of a gamer, we would probably...
But I think, I don't know if
we
you're
would
mocking
choose you.
Me. No. Because I said I was
funny.
Saying me.
That's all that's happening.
Okay.
This is the second funniest thing that's happened on this show.
In numerical order or rating?
Yes.
Okay. It's true. I would say the Team Building Workshop was probably number one.
Second funniest.
Yeah. Yeah, that was good. But my point was, is that a game like, I think a game like a Spore has a niche audience, whereas other games that become more mass marketed, can they cross over a lot between, like, I've recently found that I really like action adventure games. Mm-hmm. Like, that's kind
of
my
genre.
Like
God of War, Infamous.
I like God of War, I like Infamous, I like Uncharted. Uncharted 2 is still my favorite video game I've ever played. Oh my gosh.
Oh, that's great.
Oh my gosh.
Do you own it?
I don't, but I have it. I can lend it to you.
Huh?
I can lend it to
you. Oh, that's right. Right.
Yeah.
You're
borrowing my buddy Heath thing. Lent me all these games when I first got it. And he was like, I'd wanted to play Uncharted because I recently, right before I played Uncharted, I really fell in love with Tomb Raider all over again. I played them all. And I was like, man, this is a lot of fun. And then he goes, well, you would really like Uncharted. He goes, it's Tomb Raider with a dude, essentially. And it's better
acting. Tomb Raider was Indiana Jones with a chick. So.
Yeah. Which I don't really like the Indiana Jones. Maybe I should revisit them. Maybe
the games? Or
no,
the movies. Oh, yeah.
I remember. There was the game on the Nintendo. I do remember playing that, and it wasn't very good.
There are very few movie properties great. Ghostbusters being the happy exception.
Yeah, the new one. Not the old. There was one that was way back. That
Because technology was terrible. You're like, how was the... It's like the Back to the Future video game.
I really think that the reason... And maybe we talk about this Ghostbusters game too much, but I really think the reason why this Ghostbusters video game was so good is because Harold Ramis and Dan Aykroyd were involved in writing it.
Yeah, absolutely.
They created it. Like, they sat down with video game guys and say, we're movie guys.
Yeah.
You guys are video game guys.
And
here's
what
we want the story to be.
That's what I think needs to happen for the evolution of games. And we're getting there, where you have real storytellers working on plots. Because gamers get lost in the fact that we need a player to do something. They have to grind. They have to create action. And they get lost in the storytelling. And sometimes they'll inject something at the end of a game that's supposed to be dramatic or compelling. And it's really not. It's just sort of the character suddenly does something that doesn't make sense. Or they supposedly had a secret this whole time that doesn't really line up with the rest of it. And I think we need to see good script writers on games.
I think it's because, like what we were talking about earlier, though, is that there isn't a lot of money to be made in that arena. I mean, now as our generation is getting older and making children, and as long as we can...
Which are called games.
I'm sorry?
The children. Our children are games.
I gotcha. Yeah. I was actually talking about physical beings.
Ah, that's been done.
See? That's been done. I'm hacky for procreating.
Yeah. not another child.
Make a spore.
Talk about an aircraft food.
Jacob, come here. Let me put an eye on your rear end.
he just laughs. Stupid daddy.
But what I'm saying is that as long as we could fight this idea, because I've had to fight a little bit where as a parent I start to think, maybe it's not such a good idea that I sit inside and play video games with my son too much. You know what I mean? I will create a balance. He can't really play, but I'm going to get him that move because played move with him.
Yeah, I knew that was going to happen.
Yeah, he's going to love that, and that'll be fun for the whole fam. But right now he likes to watch, you know, certain games. He can hang in for a little bit, like the racing games. He can't watch for too long. But that Star Wars demo, that Star Wars Force Unleashed 2 demo.
Did you ever get Toy Story, the game?
No,
I didn't. You should. I think you'd dig it. All right.
Well, I mean, maybe eventually. When it gets, like, cheaper, I'm not going to pay $60. I'll pay $60 for a game that I want to play. I'm not going to pay $60 for a game that my son could watch me not like to play. You know what I mean?
That was a well-crafted sentence.
Thank you.
I think that should be the tagline for this show. All right, well, this has been the second funniest podcast. I got you to look.
Yeah, you did. I was like, maybe he's right. But what was I saying? So I'm saying that as people like us have kids and show them video games because it's such a big part of what we like to do,
yeah.
you know what I mean? Then it could create a new generation where going to see a movie, because here's what I'm saying, good storytellers
yep.
make movies.
Right now.
Because there's more money to be made there. Like yeah. That's where the
well,
cream rises to the top.
Also, there are dozens of story writers on a movie. Like, it's not written by one person. Maybe an original script idea, where you can get somebody to be credited for the that. But, you know, a film has scores of writers on
yeah.
it. And that's the problem. That
well, it's
a
like
lot
what
of-
Tom Lennon talks about. That he says that what they do is they say fresh eyes is what they always
yeah,
tell
yeah,
you.
Exactly.
So he'll write us. He writes a lot of for those of you who don't know, Thomas Lennon is the guy who plays Dangle, Lieutenant Dangle on Reno 911, the guy with the short shorts.
Yeah, yeah.
And he writes these horrible commercial movies. I wish let's look him up on IMDb while I'm talking about this and give you some of the movies that he's written. But he talks about how through the process that what he's learned is that you'll get fired from movies like crazy. Like you'll be starting and then the studio just comes to you and goes, you know, we're going to get fresh eyes on this for no reason. Not even that it's not going well or anything, but it's just because that's what they do.
Yeah.
I'm trying to look.
Because it's a way of spending money. And they got a lot of money invested and they want to make sure that they've well balanced it out.
He wrote Night at the Museum, Herbie Fully Loaded. Let's Go to Prison, The Pacifier,
right?
Taxi with Jimmy Fallon and wow. Queen Latifah. Strangers with Candy was more of his little genre.
Right.
So just those are to give you an idea, like Night at the Museum, I think it's a good movie, but it's like a big studio. The Pacifier and Taxi, I think, are the best examples, and Herbie Fully Loaded, of these just huge money studio films. That it, and where he's more considered like an alternative, like Reno 911 is
right,
an
yeah,
alternative
yeah.
sitcom type thing. You know, Balls of Fury is an alternative to, you know, comedy film that
yeah.
that he also wrote that. But so he says that you'll just get calls. He said he's even written movies, sold them. Then they say, we're going to get fresh eyes on it. They called friends of his.
Right.
They go in, they get a paycheck.
Yep.
They punch up the movie and then they don't like what they're doing.
Right, for whatever reason.
For whatever reason. And then they call him back, maybe two, three people later, maybe the next person. They go, hey, listen, we really liked what you were doing with this. We liked the direction you were going. We just wanted to bring you back involved. You know, get you in on this thing. And he's like, but you just fired me for this.
My thing.
You wanted,
my idea.
Yeah, you wanted fresh eyes on it. Yeah, yeah, but we think you know. And
you're
it's
the
also,
fresh eyes now.
He said that it's weird because you'll have these hypocritical moments of, where they'll literally, you'll say, well, we're going to do this. Ah, we don't like the thing with the monkey. That's not a good thing, you know? And then you'll come, and so then they'll, and then you're like, but I think it's really good. And they're like, nah, maybe you should change it. And then they'll go have a meeting and they'll come like, yeah, we're going to get fresh eyes on this. And then the other guy will come in and he'll start writing the idea for the monkey. And then they don't like that. So then they're like, and then they call you back. They're like, yeah, this guy wanted to do this monkey thing. We didn't like it. And he's like, you don't say it. But you're like, well, that was your idea. Like, that was what you wanted to do. So my point being that I think I don't because I do think that there is a large amount of people, too, involved in the story aspect. Because I
sure.
think from what I've learned from watching these making of videos or whatever, because now I love them. But it's like you get the and what we used to do with the voiceovers and stuff like
yep.
that is that I think that the producer
yep.
and the director and then there's also a writer
well,
that they're involved in the
games?
Story. Yeah.
Well, yeah. It depends on what level because you don't mean voice director. You mean like the artistic director of
yes.
the game, the game producer.
But he also directs the actors.
No, not always. No, most cases not.
Really?
Let me tell you, as a professional voiceover talent for video
yes.
games, you'll have the game director will be in the room, but they hire a voiceover director who is good at directing talent.
Okay.
Very different skill set.
Yeah, like in this God of War thing, they actually use their casting director to direct
yeah,
talent.
Yeah, and that'll be more normal.
Yeah.
Because they're used to dealing with actors and they can get them to pull out those emotions.
Because it was also interesting to watch these video game guys, because like in God of War 2, they got the guy who played Perseus in Clash of the Titans,
oh, nice.
Like the first film, to play Perseus
right.
in the movie, or Prometheus. I don't know.
Pomegranate.
I think it's Perseus. Well, so anyway, he gives him a line reading. And it was like, and this guy is like this old school actor, you know, and it's
what's
like,
a line reading? What's that like?
Where he tells you, like, say it like this. You know what
yeah.
I mean? And in the acting world, like, that's kind of an insult for a director.
But in the voiceover
to, exactly.
world, it is imperative.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
still,
I think in the video game voiceover world.
I don't know. I can't speak into what it's like in a commercial read or something or animation, but I would be surprised if getting a line reading for animation would be insulting as well. I think if you're getting for every line, you probably have a problem. But if you get it every now and then, it's no different than the director trying to say, I want you to walk in like this.
You're right.
You know, they, really there's only one tool you have.
The way it works is that they say, give us a couple readings, yeah. and then they might go, okay, now say it like this. Then they have the way you wanted to do it,
yeah.
and now they have the way they wanted you to do it, and then they can use whatever
there
they want.
There could be several reasons why a director yeah. may give you a line read. They may be, you just may not be understanding the context or the speed that they want or the infamous.
That's what one of the guys, the guy who plays Kratos on God of War, he says, he goes, what's interesting about doing voice acting for video games is that a lot of times they have a limited amount of literally time. Like yeah. you have to fit it into 10 seconds. You have to say what needs to be said. So yeah. You don't have the luxury of playing with pauses or anything
like
that.
And you don't see the material that you're recording too, because unlike animation where you're really, you know, maybe you're doing some ADR and they'll have the scene and they can show you the scene. Or if it's animation, they'll have a script, and what's ever on the script is what is going to be on the screen. But with video games, there's so much other things happening. The player may have done 8 other things before coming to this place. This scene may happen in this order, or this 12 things may not have happened yet, and you don't know what the yeah. context is for most of the stuff that's going on. And all you see is the line on the screen most of the time, because they're pushing it out of a generated, like, okay, we need a line here, a line here, a line here. And it just generates an Excel sheet. And they're like, okay, have the actor say these 12 things. So you need the guy that knows, oh, yeah, we wanted him to say that because this is what's happening.
This is what's happening.
But the people that are writing it, I feel, are often the mistake that a lot of novice game developers are, is that they don't go to hire a wordsmith at all. That they will, since they're the designers of the game.
Because in their opinion, it's probably the least important yeah. part of the game.
Yeah,
the
exactly.
gameplay, like, the environment, how it
they're
looks.
They're worried about gravity. They're yeah. reinventing gravity. They don't need to care about how to make this character say something interesting. But that's what they're learning, is at the end of the day, that's the thing that's selling games. Outside of sports games and whatever, but the high ranking games are the ones with the really good storyline and characters that are compelling and relatable, which should not be a mystery to be solved. That's what the best movies are. That's what the stories we gravitate toward. That's why books sell, is because of characters and story.
Well, because I think you still have to have a good game, though. I don't think that
absolutely.
What you're saying, but because what makes me think of is that I think Heavy Rain was interesting and compelling because of it's this really well animated, really yeah. well designed, I would say pretty well acted. I mean, it wasn't mind blowing acted as yeah. far as like the voice talent, but the gameplay is very simple. Like yeah. it's just these holding of buttons and then the sequence of button pressing.
That's great.
It's not really like you're trying to do it. But then,
but see, that's it. That was a game of good storytelling.
Yes,
because that's what it came down to. You didn't care about needing to get the precision of the crosshairs on the guy, and then you have to do this tricky move with the controller, or figuring out a puzzle that involved you jumping over ledges and timed right.
Yeah.
It was about, to beat that game, you had to think like the characters.
Right, but what I am saying is that I do remember thinking, I'm like, I'm not really playing a game here.
Yeah.
Like I'm using my remote on a DVD player to watch
yeah.
a movie.
Yeah.
In that
like there, Dragon's
in order
Quest.
To get to the next chapter, I have to be able to press square yep. X and then circle to get him to climb this mountain so that I can move on to the next chapter of the movie I'm watching.
Yeah.
That's what I kind of felt like.
But you
like
know,
I was
when
doing.
You break it down, a lot of games are like that.
yeah. Like, well, I was trying to, as I was saying that, I was thinking, well, God of War is there's a lot of same button mashing type stuff. Yeah.
You run into
but
a
it's
place.
Faster.
Yeah, exactly. You got you
what
got
I like are the puzzles. That's
you.
What I like. And
right.
that's why I like Uncharted so much, is that there are these puzzles that, and it's cool when they make secrets, like, you know, you run down a corridor and you can see like a certain segment of a wall is just a little bit off colored.
Right.
And you're like, hey, wait a minute. And then you go hit it, and then that reveals like a chest of something. You know what I mean?
Got
like
it.
I like stuff like that.
That's because the animation cells weren't as good as the background guys. Is that why?
No.
Oh, no, that's an episode of Scooby-Doo.
Oh.
Did you remember that when you're a kid and you watch Scooby-Doo, you can always tell when the wall was going to open up because
yeah.
that one brick on the wall was the wrong color for
yeah.
the rest of it? And they're like, whoa, oh, that I didn't even notice that the wall would come out. And you're like, you could tell it was going to happen before you walked into the room.
Because the animators did that one instead
yeah,
of just
instead
yeah.
of the background guys, and their color didn't match. Oh,
yeah.
This is so great. You can still see that in some cartoons now.
That's funny. Because what I was thinking was like, no, I think they have to do it so you can find the stuff. you were talking about something entirely different.
Yeah, totally different.
So I want to get.
So that's what I think. I think that that's why that we don't have these amazing storytelling
yet
in video games.
And I think that what's going to happen is somebody's going to realize that that people are caring about story more than they give them credit for.
Mm-hmm.
Because Blizzard, who makes the best-selling MMORPG, possibly the best-selling game in the world ever, realized that, and they built an integral story into the StarCraft games. And that's what World of Warcraft's all about, is living out a game, role-playing.
See, what keeps me from the World of Warcraft is that I don't want to invest that much time.
Yeah, well, that's a whole other discussion. Those are people that need a second life and blah, blah, blah. They have a cheese store in their game. Yeah. They have a cheese store in their game.
That you buy cheese.
There's a room that you go in and buy cheese. Like, and they have that many different cheeses available within the game that do different things to your body when you eat them, that they can facilitate an entire store in this town.
But when you buy stuff at a cheese store, you're also buying that with real money?
No. That's a different game called Runes of Magic, and they're using a lot of the same MMORPG stuff, but they... so it's like World of Warcraft on the surface. It's free online play, free to download, all this stuff, but then the economy is based on a real-world money. And that's the difference.
Like $1 to $1 or no?
I don't know. I did not install it on my computer.
No exchange? You don't know the exchange rate for it?
No. I intentionally, because I could tell by the look of the game, I'm like, that's a game Kevin would play.
Yeah.
And Kevin is not going to download that, because Kevin is not going to sit there and go, well, it's only $6. And then I can have a really sweet sword and that dragon. I really wish I had some fire ale right now.
And sure, my car needs an oil change, but I need that sword and that dragon.
You know, and I have to look at the rates, because I'm willing to pay some money to play a game. And if it's free online play and I'm like, oh, for $5 every couple days, no, every couple months my character can do something better, or I can get better armor, maybe, because I pay $60 for a game I'll play, you know, for 20 hours or something. But I don't want to even find out. I'll stick to Guild Wars, which is free online play. Thank you very much.
I think we're good then.
But I need to know something before we leave. The conversation we've been having this entire time without having.
What's that?
What do you want to do with your life?
I think I'm going to stick with stand up, but I think that for the first time, the road aspect bothered me.
Yeah.
The idea of being away,
well,
and I knew when he was born,
who?
Jacob.
Oh.
That there was going to come a time where I was going to go to the airport and he was going to be upset or whatever.
Right.
But I know it's. I know that there was a way that I could handle it to where it's not going to affect him. I know that I could video chat with him, and I know he's not going to grow up thinking that his father didn't love him. No. I feel very confident
He'll
with
know that.
That
his father loved him too much.
Probably.
Yeah.
That, which I'm okay with. I'm okay with that. Even if it makes him a mamsie, I think it'll make him a better husband. But, the issue though is for me, like it has to do with my happiness.
Yeah.
It has to do with, things that I've done that aren't me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like it changes your lifestyle where you go out there and then you stay up and you drink until 2 o'clock in the morning and you're having fun with total strangers. And then you wake up the next morning and you feel like shit. Now, yeah.
Spend all that money and time on people that you don't care about and never.
Yeah,
again.
Well, I don't spend money because it's usually at the club and it's free or whatever. I won't.
Sweet.
I won't drop my own money, but that. It's I don't know really how to describe it, but I just noticed that I love who I am here.
Yeah,
I really do. I know in my heart of hearts that as far as what I want to do, it has to be a family man.
Yeah,
that is the one thing that completes me. I love my wife. I love my marriage. I love my son. I love the kid that's coming. I love everything about what is here, and I really like doing not even stand-up. I really like making people laugh. What? You got a Santa Claus?
Almost on cue, he knew you were talking about him.
Wow. How do you turn it on?
It's got an iridescent, like, snow globe Santa Claus, where his belly is snow globe.
All right, you go figure it out.
And he's walking away. Well, here's my encouragement to you.
So here's what I thought. This is the first thing that I thought, and then that'll button what I was going
to
say. Oh, it lights
then I'll
up.
Get to talk.
The is
Jacob's
that
talking more than me right now?
the idea that I thought. Well, you know what? Maybe, because I do think it would be a lot of. It would be hard for you because you have a full time job,
I
right? But if say I was a stay at home dad, I could do another podcast to add to the other two. and do more like a morning show of where I'm a DJ. I cover the news, all of that stuff that you would want to hear while you're driving to and from or at the treadmill or something like that. My own perspective, it would still, you know, involve my comedic perspective on things, and maybe that would be fulfilling. But then the ultimate thing that it comes down to is that how do I make a living doing that?
Right.
I can't. We don't have a lifestyle where I can live off of my wife's income.
Right.
But if I went and got a job where I could pull in at least 50 G's a year, we could maintain our current lifestyle. She could stay at home and do real estate and be a full-time stay-at-home mom. And I could still take an hour a day and still do a podcast. Mm. And then take additional 2 hours a week where to do 1 hour a week for this one and 1 hour a week for the other one. You know what I mean?
That's a good business model. When we get our office in the new year, we should put that up on our
Well, that was the other thing. When we get a three-bedroom apartment in the next couple weeks.
We both do?
No.
Oh.
I do.
Oh.
And my wife does. And Jacob.
So what about?
And the baby.
Who am I in this family?
Huh?
Who am I in this family?
I'm trying to think of what would be. I mean, I think you're
involved.
It's
a simple answer. Yeah.
But, well, no, I know it's a. It's not like I'm saying I don't. I'm not saying no. You're nothing in this family.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to say what would we technically define you as within this family?
Godfather.
Godfather. No, because that implies a sense of like leadership. I don't think you're in charge of this family.
I'm in charge of Jacob. If you guys die.
No.
And Jesse does.
You're more of like the Speaker of the House as far as that goes. Like, there's the Secretary of State has to go down. The Vice President has to go down.
I'm just going to remind you about your in-laws, and
You don't have to. I'm saying you're going to have to fight your way through my father, all right? My father goes, you're going to have to fight your way through my mom.
Yeah, I know that.
I don't think that it'll ever come to be that it'll be my in-laws. I don't know. But if what my parents aren't around, and my in-laws aren't around, you're probably going to have to fight my siblings. I know my sister.
Really?
Oh yeah, my sister listens to the show, and I know if she hears me saying these words, she's gonna be like, "Oh fuck you, Miller, I'm coming to take those kids in a heartbeat." And then if my brother and my sister-in-law listen to the show, they would say the same thing, which would cause a whole other fight.
I moved to L.A.
There would have
to
be some kind of split custody between the other one that's in her belly.
To be near you in
that's
the Warshans.
That's wrong.
And your family.
In the incorrect order.
All right. But if you were to move to Modesto, I would drive up regularly.
Well, that was the other thing I thought about today when I was driving around. Well, if I'm going to do podcasts and I'm just going to have a regular job, why would I continue to live here in LA? And it's because of you and Kat. Like, and also the podcast
the
I do with
market.
Bill, I like, and the real estate market helps too. But honestly, that was the first thing is that I do like my life here. I like living here. I like the town. I like the way it looks. I like the weather. And
we have a family here. Family doesn't always have to be blood.
It's true. No, I agree. I agree wholeheartedly. It's just hard. It is hard for me to be away from my mom and my dad and brother and my sister.
I'll lay this out. Your family can have Jacob in the event of an accident that takes you all from us.
Okay.
If you don't leave LA for the next 12 years.
Okay.
All right.
So they can have him if I don't leave LA for the next 12 years is what you're saying.
Yeah.
You can have Rocky.
I don't.
If something happens to my in-laws.
All right, but only if he could be the size of my fist.
Okay.
Again, because that was when he was cute. We never asked Natalie if she liked her Christmas present. We'll have to ask her next week.
Oh, we didn't talk about that.
That's okay.
We can talk about next week?
Sure. So I'm glad you're sticking here in L.A. Next week is my birthday and the 100th episode of the Second Funniest Podcast.
Is that what we're giving you for your birthday?
I guess. That'll be great.
You got doubled up, but did I send you an email back about how I didn't get charged for that?
Yes, you did. You said
I got
no.
Kevin.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't think we talked about it on the show, but I got Kevin.
We'll have to find out next week. Oh, you're going to have to find out next week.
So many teasers.
What did I get? The 100th episode is jammed.
Don't forget, you can send us an email, show@secondfunniestpodcast.com, or give us a call, 408-228-4911. Remember, we're looking for quotes for next year's theme song. If you have a favorite quote that anybody said that you want to throw in there, I only need like 4 or 6.
46. How long is this thing?
It's going to be long. Here, that's going to be the other thing. We'll talk about it in the meeting, but it's going to be 46 minutes of theme song, and then it's going to be 14 minutes of talking about my battle with depression.
So every week we're going to hear the same 46 minutes, the same, and then 14 minutes of the same thing of you talking.
I'd be willing to let the listeners write in with their favorite quotes from new episodes.
Oh, that's fair.
So they could select a new 46 from that 14 minutes at the end of a previous episode.
Your math is terrible.
Hold on, I'm sorry. My son is asking. You need me to open what? I need to hook it up.
Hook it up.
Hook it up, bro. All right. Well, we're going to wrap this up then. Don't forget, you can like us on Facebook. Go to secondfunniestpodcast.com. All the links are there. You can support us through subscription. All of that jazz is available. Kevin has asked you for his birthday to tell three people about this show.
Yeah.
Three people that are into things like you. Like if you have a friend who's like, I love The Walking Dead, or I love to play video games.
Yeah.
Or if you're playing video games with somebody in the middle of the night. If you're on the...
Yeah.
My son is so trying to be nice and get my attention. If you're talking to somebody on World of Warcraft or whatever, tell them about the show, and it'll be good times for everyone.
Yeah, yeah.
On behalf of my good friend, Kevin Miller, this is Justin Worsham and Jacob Worsham saying, okay, bye.